Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Larry Pinkney, one of the original members of the first real Black Panther Party, not the federally controlled one, the Creates Division, is joining us, cutting right to the chase, saying in about 4 minutes what I said in the last hour, but better, that it's just outrageous to know that they consciously don't show one racist thing I say, and then they cut it into white supremacists, and then cut back to me, and then cut to the Tsarnaev brothers, Zohar and Tamerlan, who have clearly been set up, and then say they're libertarians and that they're racist whites. I mean, it's getting really bizarre, folks, that they're trying to equate not being a Republican or Democrat with being a racist or a terrorist. And it shows you've got the former head of the RNC up there saying that I'm paid to be racist. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we just showed me protesting the Klan last week. The whole point is it doesn't even matter. I mean, next they're going to say Martin Luther King's a grand dragon or something. I mean, these people are out of their minds. I mean, I know they know what they're doing, but it's got to be a panic switch. What does this mean now when Sebelius says, if you don't support Obamacare, written by the offshore banks to rip everybody off, you're a racist? Since when can they just say you support terrorists or you're a racist with no proof, Larry?
Well, They will be able to say this for as long as we, the people, allow them to say this. We need to turn these tables. We need to reverse it. We need to make it clear that we see if they want to deal with racism, we can deal with racism. We can point out that in North Africa, where black and brown people are being killed by Obama, where in Somalia, East Africa, where black people are being killed by Obama, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and where Obama is murdering people on a regular basis, and I'm talking about children, women, and men, old and young, yeah, we can deal with racism. We can talk about who the real racists are. And yes, Alex, they are desperate. Therefore, they are going to try and pull every despicable, ridiculous action that they possibly can. We need to take this on for what it's worth, understand it for what it's worth, but not be too diverted by it, because they want to divert us and stop us from uniting black, white, brown, red, and yellow people in this country and throughout the world, but especially in the United States, need to understand that we are being targeted. You know, I listened to the segment where you were talking to the sergeant, and I thought to myself, yes, those troops are being targeted just as ordinary, everyday human beings who are citizens of this nation are TIs, targeted individuals. Oh, yes, this is real. This is not make-believe. This is not science fiction. I only wish that it were. So what this means is we are making headway. We, when I say we, I mean we the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. And the corporate screen, lamestream, lying posterior media, which is controlled by the corporations and the CIA, speaking of the CIA, okay, they are desperate to keep us ignorant and divided. We will not go for it. We will not go for it. I say now in the year 2013, as I've said back in the day with the Black Panther Party, the original Black Panther Party, all power to the people. All power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. Don't let them disunite us. Don't be thrown off or unnerved by their ridiculous assertions, by their lies, by their machinations. Don't. You should be proud, Alex. You should be proud. Wear this with a badge of honor, as a badge of honor.
Well, thank you, Larry. We'll talk to you again soon. He's in the Obama Deception 2 coming up. God bless you, sir. I mean, I do, but it's just so ridiculous, and it's really kind of creepy, though, to have, like, the former head of the RNC up there. I mean, it's just, we must be really getting to him. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Larry. We'll be right back with a ton of news. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the latest news up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the front lines of truth journalism, powered by truth. Google submits patent for Minority Report-style eye-tracking device. Video, Obama-backed militants execute teenage boys. We're not going to be showing that on television. You can go see it if you want to on InfoWars.com. More Christians being exterminated. That's in CNS News today, by the way. And the Egyptian military is trying to mow them down to keep them from doing it. I don't like seeing military shoot people, but the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda are the ones attacking and killing people, so the military has cooed against the West, and Pentagon saying they may go in and back the militants against the Egyptian military. So this could lead to Lord knows what, with our so-called forces backing Al-Qaeda as usual. I just cannot believe how insane. I mean, I already know all this stuff, but it's just out in the open now. And you talk about it and go, hey, we shouldn't be funding Al-Qaeda to kill Syrians. Shut up, racist. Hey, you know, I really don't want to have my Second Amendment taken. You know, violent crime's down 60%+ since 1991. Here's the Justice Department numbers. Shut up, racist. Hey, you know, the health care bill was written by foreign banks to rip people off and doesn't cover pre-existing. I mean, I don't like socialism because it makes you dependent, but You know, this isn't even socialism. Shut up, racist. You know you don't like Obama because he's black. And MSNBC comes out and says the Czarnet brothers basically bombed things because of me. And that, and then by the end of the piece, they're libertarians who bombed the Boston bombing, even though the one survivor pleading not guilty was clearly had his throat cut out. And then it came out they did cut his throat out. And I don't like having to fight these people. But I look at all the little cowards that work for him who are up there part of a really evil system. And to them, it's all just like a joke, like it's high school cliques or something. Hey, man, all you people, MSNBC, Media Matters, working for the White House and others, you don't have big audiences, but you got the power structure behind you. And that's why you're important, because what you say is an indicator of what the establishment wants to push. You know, I've seen you guys on there, you know, call for people to be arrested for their speech. You're not liberals. You're authoritarians. And I know they typecast you and chose you because you'll do anything for power. You like the power trip of working for the New World Order. But the last place you want to be is in close proximity to the New World Order, because it doesn't love anybody, even itself. I want to explain that to you. At the core of these people that run this thing is a love of death of innocence. And I wish you had some discernment or common sense. You people would be running from this. And I look at how narcissistic and cynical and dumbed down the yuppie class is. I don't care what color they are, who think they're winners. In fact, I haven't gotten this video yet, and I'm going to play it for Red Beckman coming up. It's up on Infowars.com. It's by Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog. If this guy is what the future of America looks like, we are in big trouble. In fact, I'm going to tweet it out on Real Alex Jones here in just a minute when we go to Red Beckman. The video and the audio in the news article from Fox News. Now, when you watch this piece, it isn't just about a rat. That's why they call them drag rats here in Austin, because they call themselves rats. It's about working the system and not caring, and it's about going on TV and being scum and eating lobster and driving a Cadillac Escalade and surfing all day. By the way, you know this guy wouldn't give a real homeless person who was mentally ill and didn't want to take care of themselves or get help. You know, this little punk doesn't give him anything. I bet money on it. That's my opinion. But I want to get this little scumbag on. And there are over 101 million people, one way or another, just like this guy in this country now, to where real people that actually have disabilities can't get help. And he gets all these different little welfare checks, and he's proud of it, that he doesn't work. And he says, yeah, I had a recording, you know, studio license and everything, and I saw Motley Crue come in one time with a bottle of Jack Daniels to record something, and I thought, ought to be, and then it cuts to him, you know, terrible music. He was going to be a star. Did you come around in 1980, 1981, in the scene when that music was just starting, getting hot? Did you have 1/100th the talent of Motley Crue? No, you didn't. I'm so sick of all these delusional narcissists all around me that are going to be hip-hop stars and rap stars and rock and roll stars and won't even take care of their families and then sit there off the government tit all day long feeding off hardworking people. I'm sick of it. And just how he gets into the fact he's sucking the system dry. He gets in talking about all his women and some pathetic girl with him who thinks she's going to be a movie star being a joke on Fox News. But they're into the fact that they're scum. And that's why Mark Dice go to the same area in L.A. And almost every person says, I want to kill babies if it's for Obama. I want to arrest gun owners if it's for Obama. I want to kill every white person if it's for Obama. I want to, because they are just totally lazy. It's a spirit. It's more than a mindset of just bleh, not caring about anything. Not caring about, and then getting off on it. We send Leanne McAdoo out to talk to Trendies in Austin. We go to an area of hard-working blue-collar folks, they're all upset and away. You go to a rich area, they're upset and away. You go to trendy UT areas, South Congress areas, they'll laugh and go, so what if they're arresting people? They've always done that. So what if they're putting poison in the water? So what if they're going to start killing babies up to age 3? So what? So what? So what? Well, so what about you, you piece of crap? Excuse me. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stop right there. I genuinely get mad about this stuff. I apologize. I just start envisioning these people that are like, yeah, ban water, the government says, and yeah, whatever. You just say Obama, they just go. I mean, you could walk up to one of these Obama supporters and say, come home with me to my flat and have sex with me. It's for Obama. And I think these people start pulling their clothes off. I mean, it is like magician programming, ladies and gentlemen, how bad this is. We're going to talk to Red Beckman and get his take on all this. Red Beckman is a living legend. He co-authored the law that never was, proved the income tax that never ratified, went to all of the 44 states that existed at the time of the ratification in 1913. M.J. Red Beckman is a concerned American and a businessman involved in numerous various operations against tyranny. And, of course, he is the original guy that founded the Fully Informed Jury Association and Jury Awareness and Rights. He's traveled the world. He's an Air Force veteran. I won't get into all that. Now, I've been interviewing this man for 18 years. And by the way, back when he was one of the few people fighting tyranny, they came and took his house and bulldozed it in front of him. Just like they take houses now without the deeds. So he's been through hell. RedBeckman.com. He's written a bunch of books and pamphlets as well. Red, you hear me ranting and raving here about what's happened to our culture. Just out of the gates, what do you make of everything we've talked about now being out in the open? And what does your gut tell you? Because you're a guy that's changed history. The jury rights movement's gotten the bar to want to get rid of juries because they can't control everything now. Back to what juries should be. I mean, you've changed world history, one man working with others. And whereas there might have been a couple hundred of you 50 years ago, there's now hundreds of millions of us worldwide. What is the state of the world according to Red Beckman?
Oh, boy. It doesn't take me very long to tell you the state of the world. It's good to be here, and it was good to hear your rant this morning. It's still morning here. So, anyway, I before the USSR went down, I had forecast the dissolution of that government, that system, that political system. And the reason that I said that it was going to go down was because when the Bolsheviks took over in 1917, they said, one of the first things they said is, there is no creator God. And, of course, there were probably 60 million Russians who died in the Russian gulags because they believed that there was a creator God. And the Bolsheviks didn't believe that. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn is the one that put the 60 million figure out there. It wasn't me. And I said years ago, I said the Soviet Union, the USSR, will not survive their violations of God's law. And that's just the first and second commandments. And the first commandment, the Heavenly Father says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And in the second commandment, he says, I'm a jealous God. Now, history, the junk heaps of history, are piled high with governmental systems, political systems that destroyed themselves because they tried to be God. And, of course, in this country right now, we are on the same path. We are going the same route. And our Heavenly Father is still a jealous God, and he is going to have the final say. And so we're getting pretty close here, I think. I don't think it. I know that we're getting very close to some kind of a situation that's going to change things dramatically. In December of 1991, the Russian people woke up in the morning, turned on their news, and discovered or got the news that their government, the USSR, had dissolved overnight. And it could well happen right here that this system not be able to survive its mistakes and its violations of God's law. So there, that's.
I want you to explain where we are in the hierarchy of sovereignty. That's key for people. Get into juries, get into the world, but finish up. with how the state always tries to become God, the collectivists always do, and it always implodes. The question is, will we go through living hell in the process beforehand, or will we learn from history? And will they stage false flags to continue on?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with the Fully Informed Jury Association founder. You know, the whole jury rights movement that goes back to the Bill of Rights Constitution, saying the jury judges the facts as well as the law. You think a law is unconstitutional? You think they're setting somebody up? The judge says, you will convict that man. He did raise his arm when the police baton came down. That was resisting. You find him not guilty. Or some murderer kills somebody and gets off on a technicality. Everybody knows they murdered the person. A dad takes a shotgun and takes them out. Sure, he committed premeditated murder, but you let him go. It's your vote. It's a big duty, folks. The nine jurors, the grand jurors aren't supposed to be kept creatures of the prosecutor as well. You're supposed to tell the judge what to do. Now it's backwards. Red Beckman, getting back to the collapse of this New World Order, they want to use the collapse as another takeover. They've learned, but as long as we're here exposing it, I don't see it happening. When I talk to most military and police, they're actually starting to wake up. So I don't think it's going to go too well for the banksters. Red Beckman, continue with this process. And you know, now they're saying on MSNBC, you do what the government says or you're a terrorist. They say the governance is the boss. Is that how freedom's supposed to work, Red Beckman?
Well, you know, when you and I have discussed the 16th Amendment and the income tax considerable in the past, and I think we can understand the overall picture much better just by looking at what has happened with the IRS scandal that's been in the news pretty regular here, because this is what is happening with so many different areas. And, of course, that's been one of my basic targets for a long, long time. And what we have here now is a situation where truth has been coming out of the woodwork. The prophet Hosea in the Bible, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, of course, truth is the substance of knowledge. If you don't have truth, you don't have knowledge. We've got a lot of people out there with PhDs, and all of those PhDs are structured on the lies that they have believed, not on truth. And now the truth is coming out of the woodwork, and there is no better picture of it than what is happening to the Internal Revenue Service. But they haven't uncovered quite enough yet, and it's coming. It's got to be coming here in the near future, where, you see, the target has to enlarge. It's going to be enlarged to include the federal judiciary. The federal judiciary are the ones who created the Internal Revenue Service as a terrorist organization. And they have protected the IRS. They have the judiciary. You see, when we came out with all of the evidence on the fraud of the 16th Amendment, that it was never ratified.
That's right. For those that are just joining us, Red Beckman is also not just the founder of the Fully Informed Jury Association that's now worldwide. He is also the guy that went with several others and proved the IRS was a fraud, a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And now it's come out that they persecute anybody for their political views and are Gestapo. And they're the go-to group now to abuse the American people. It's incredible.
They're trying to make it look like this is just something that has just happened. But I have personal evidence of what they were doing even back in the 1970s in the way of terrorism and fraud. And the federal judges were permitting it. They were letting...
My dad was told in Dallas, we know you paid your taxes. Sell all your stuff. We're going to arrest you. And the woman said point blank, the head person, she says, we're criminals. And my dad said, I thought this was American. She said, we'll put you in prison. Now get your butt out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, and my dad just ever since then was like, oh, what? And I mean, that's how sick these people are.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, you see, we were to have a government of law, not man. Today, now, this is a kind of a bold statement, perhaps. We have a government of man, not law.
That's true.
And we have a perfect example of it in what the courts did when we took the evidence of the 16th Amendment fraud into the court. The federal judiciary, they have refused to let juries and grand juries take a look at this evidence that we have over...
Well, stay there, because now it's clear in Europe. It's the same banks. It is a foreign globalist occupying group who's above the law and tax-free, and they are using the IRS worldwide, similar systems, to destroy the middle class. That's their job, and that's declassified. They are an enemy organization.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I remember people 16 years ago, 17 years ago, I'd say, the NSA spies on all devices in lifetime. Here's the Telecommunications Act paying for it. And here they are ordering telecommunication companies to do it, but they actually wrote the bill. They had Congress pass the bill ordering them to do it, which then funded them billions of dollars apiece to put the grid in. And they already had other grids, but used to they'd go down and put the wiretap right on your line. Or then right on your, you know, fax machine system that was going down the line. Now it just all goes through the grid. And the globalists are going, yeah, we're going to attack the free press and take over and arrest whoever we want. How's that sound? That's in Politico today. The cyber war against the media. And then here is our article that Kurt Nimmo did 3 years ago with almost the same headline. Pentagon Cyber Command prepares war against the American people. And it goes on, and the press. And he gives their quotes there. See, that's why they hate us, folks, is that we neurotically go and document what we say or what we claim. They're the opposite. You read a New York Times article, they won't have one link to a bill or something they're writing about. MSNBC will say, Alex Jones is deeply racist, and in past shows, you know, he hates Obama because he's black, and there's no clip of me saying it. I mean, imagine if I came up here and said, Obama said he's going to snort 10 lines of cocaine tonight. Hypothetically. Let's move along. Did you hear Obama kill a little girl this morning in the Rose Garden? Strangled her in front of people. Let's move on to the next story. People be, hey, bud, back that up. Where's the proof? Where's the news? Where's the video? Oh, don't worry about it. Barack Obama killed a small child today. MSNBC is so wicked, they'll probably take that clip out and say I actually said that when I was hypothetically saying I could say something false like that with no proof, and then I would rightfully get in political and legal trouble if it wasn't true. This is a new level, folks. I've studied Soviet, Nazi, and other propaganda. It was nothing even near this. Why are they so ridiculous? We're going to ask Red Beckman that in a moment. Get back into the law that never was, the power structure. I want to play him a clip that we just sent out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, dealing with a man paid literally massive amounts of money to surf and eat lobster all day by Obama. Obama changed it where he can just get the unlimited goodies. But first off, American Drug War, Cannabis Destiny is out, and it shows, the Wall Street Journal says this film is a game-changing moment for both the film and entertainment industry as well as the cannabis industry. It shows how the CPS is drugging everybody with deadly drugs, taking people's kids for smoking marijuana, how the drug war is run by the government, how they ship the drugs in. It's better than his last award-winning film. I am the exclusive distributor of this film for the first 2 months if you want to get it. Kevin's such a friend, and I've helped him so much. He said, I'll just give you the first distributorship. So we've got it, InfoWarsStore.com. You want it on DVD. It's available right now before it even goes on cable next month. American Drug War. Boom. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll wake people up in your area, and it'll also support the broadcast. American Drug War 2, very important film. Rave reviews, very powerful. Really, it's a CPS film as part of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us. It's, what is it, $14.95 out of the gates. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And Kevin Booth is on tomorrow. And speaking of that, let me check my, before we go back to Red Beckman. Next Tuesday, we're going to have one of the biggest global food companies in the country on. It's not an infomercial. They are a sponsor, but I want to get them on because we've written articles about other food companies getting contacted, visited by Homeland Security. eFoods can confirm this. Is going to come on and give you the inside baseball. In fact, where's that press release they authorized me to? I had it here in my plug sheet. Oh, there it is. Because they stuck in the press release in there so I could give you the accurate info. The point is, he's on next Tuesday. I've got it now. I found it. It was over here in my news stack. The point is that eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, if you want to get high-quality, storable foods, and get free shipping. They're running a special right now, but that's not a plug. But since I'm plugging the company, might as well plug them. So turn it into a plug. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And the phone number is right up there as well. If you show them on the top of the site, I'll be glad to give folks the number, the direct number to get the discounts, 800-409-5633. Okay, enough of me ranting. I want to shut up and give Red the floor for the next 6, 7, 8 minutes. And then I want to play a clip of the collectivist system, because if an old lady can't pay her property taxes now, they take the house. If she barricades herself in, they SWAT team her. Every few weeks, I see them killing some old person that won't give up their house. They will take your house to pay people's welfare. They will kill you. And they will kill you if you don't pay the taxes so that 101 million people can sit around on their thumbs. They will kill you. I've got a stack of articles in Dallas, 3-inch grass, SWAT team raid. People, 25 cents unpaid ticket, SWAT team raid. The guy here's banging on the door, grabs his gun, they shoot him. You die in America because there are wannabe military guys who like to kill people, and the globalists want to intimidate you. Now, going back to Red Beckman, Red, you've got the floor to break down what you're trying to get into about the nature of tyranny we're under and the IRS and now the fact that this is all coming out.
Well, let me give people a little advice. The next time you get a communication from the Internal Revenue Service and they're trying to terrorize you, that's their game, you write back and session on such and such a date, and I recognize the Internal Revenue as a domestic terrorist organization, and so I'm going to remind you that you took an oath of office when you went to work for the Internal Revenue Service, or if you're working for the government, and you took an oath to defend the Constitution, not the government. Now, people don't—they don't stop and think about that. There's over 30 million of us, I understand, that are military veterans in this country, and we took that oath to defend the Constitution. We didn't take an oath to defend the government, and that's very important, and it's not really talked about that much. And so, here's what you write back to them: you just tell them, say that. Seeing as how the federal judiciary are beneficiaries of the criminal fraud of the ratification of the 16th Amendment, you should have a copy of The Law That Never Was, Volume 1, of course. You say you've got that, and so you are, if the IRS has a valid claim, that the proper procedure is a 7th article of the Bill of Rights, 7th Amendment, the common law court. And a lot of people say, oh, they're not, there is no common law anymore. Well, Rule 38 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure says that there is common law courts available. And you can't go into their administrative courts for the simple reason that the judge is a beneficiary of the fraud of the 16th Amendment ratification because he is getting paid from tax money, isn't he? That means he has a conflict of interest. The prosecutor, he too gets his paycheck because of the tax money that is collected from people, and so he has a conflict of interest. He cannot make findings of fact or conclusions of law. The judge cannot make findings of fact and conclusions of law. It's the common law jury that gets to make the findings of fact and conclusions of law. And I want people to read the 7th article of the Bill of Rights over and over again until you get it through all the public education and everything, get it through all that garbage, and recognize that the 7th article Bill of Rights, that jury is the highest court in the land. Because it says that the facts tried by that common law jury cannot be reexamined by any court in the land. You're talking about sovereignty a great deal, Alex, and sovereignty means nothing unless you know how to exercise your sovereignty. And that's where you exercise your sovereignty, because he who is sovereign has the final say on the law. And we the people wrote the Constitution. And we the people have the final say on the law. We have a lot of people that are winning their cases right now because they are using this information. The federal judge is a political appointee. The kind of presidents we've had in Washington for the last 30 years, I guess, or so, or better, more than 30 years, these people, they're appointing these judges to the federal judiciary. They're all political animals. They're all given a political plum, and they all have a conflict of interest, and their oath, or not their oath, their code of ethics. The Judicial Code of Ethics. Go to the computer and find the Judicial Code of Ethics, and it'll tell you that if a judge has a conflict of interest, he cannot interfere with what happens in that case. he stand back and he has to let the common law juries take their, you know, take their place in the position of authority.
Now, Red, we're going to have you come back and get more into this, but even the New Yorker magazine on its cover says, in most states, police could take your house, your car, everything, no judge, no jury, not even an arrest, not even charged. Well, and act like that's the law. It's not the law. It's the misappropriation, and it's the courts going along with it. How are cops beating up camera people for no reason, and even EMTs that don't get out of their way quick enough? We have set up a gang in government that gets away with more and more, and it's really rotting down to the ground right now. But I wanted to play a clip that I just sent out on Twitter, at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, where folks can follow us. Quote, if this guy is what the future of America looks like, we are in big trouble. I want to play this report from Fox News to analyze it. But the issue isn't even the hundreds of millions or 101 million people on some form of food assistance, 47 million on federal food stamps. The issue here is these people are proud of it, and they will vote to take their guns to put me in a forced labor camp so he can go surfing. And it is a war on producers, and this guy is the very bottom of the sick kleptocratic class, and then right up to the top with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. They're all just the same, and it's all a big joke on them. They're all part of the rat culture. Here's this report. We'll get Red Beckman's take.
Meet Jason Greenslake, food stamp recipient.
Another day in the life of Jason living a rat life.
And what exactly is the rat life?
So your typical day.
He's in his Escalade.
Early morning guy, get out and get some waves.
No. Sort of later. He's a narcissist. He thinks he's a rock star.
Wake up.
And the actual rock stars are goofballs just like this guy, most of them.
Friends. Skate it up. Hit on some chicks.
I'm here.
He's some delusional scum.
All day, every day.
He thinks it's his debut as a rock star. What's that movie about the boxer, The True Story? With Marky Mark.
Greenslade in La Jolla, California.
It's exact
same
deal.
Close to where he grew up. The 29-year-old has chosen the life of a beach bum in this seaside paradise. With no fixed address,
okay, he's so proud of it.
Has, for the last couple of years, floated from place to place, staying with family, pals, and girls he's dated.
Nice day today, though, huh?
Nice day today, man.
With a little help from his friends, and you, the taxpayer.
My EBT SNAP card. It's got the coast of California on it.
It's thug life, baby.
How do you get a SNAP card?
Just go out to the human resource office, have your birth certificate, your social security card.
Globalists are going to release the bioweapon for all these people. They're going to get us, too.
That.
They're only using them to break things down first.
Every 6 months.
They got it now. It's where you only do it once a year.
Things have changed.
Well, Obama made it easier.
In 1996, if you were an able adult like Jason with no family, there were limitations. You could get food stamps for only 3 months every 3 years. The exception, if you were working at least a 20-hour work week or participated in a work fair or training program. President Obama wiped away those restrictions when he signed his stimulus bill in 2009.
There you go. Cloward and Piven.
And in 2010, Obama used his regulatory powers to extend the suspension of those welfare-to-work requirements.
So you fill out a form for a SNAP card, they give you that for a year, no questions asked.
Yeah, you get the guy golden.
It's you go then.
Right?
You go then.
Free money.
Radical. Free money.
Why not? This is my job right here to make sure everything's rolling smoothly. Make sure the sun's up and the girls are out.
How big a part of your life is surfing?
Well, I surf every day.
I surf every day.
Man, just get away from everything, clear head. Just get out with the boys and have a good time.
Living the life, never a dull moment. Another day in paradise.
These are the guys Mark Dyson interviews.
Yeah, I say it, baby.
So it talks to people like that every day.
Gourmet section of the local food mart.
I got my rainbow roll.
My rainbow roll.
Salmon. Eel.
Materialistic that narcissist scumball.
They had lobster on special. We got lobster and coconut water.
Then Jason's off to the automated checkout counter. Food stamp card at the ready.
$200 a month, and you just go like, boom.
Thank you for shopping with us.
Like that.
Please remove your bag.
All paid for by our wonderful tax dollars.
Is that typically the type of thing you get on the snap card?
I got to be honest. I want to punch that guy in the nose.
I get sushi, but make it my own way. But they didn't have any good fish, so I just got the pre-made stuff.
EBT lobsters.
Blasphemous right there.
That's some lobster. Look at all these people. It's all funny. Aha. We're on TV making a joke about milking the taxpayers. If you don't like it, you're racist.
Lobster.
That's some great lobster, man.
Does anybody want a piece?
Anybody want a piece?
Yeah. No.
Is it safe to say that this notion of holding down a steady job just is something that is not in your wheelhouse?
That's not the direction I'm going right now.
No, man.
It's just not something that appeals to you, though.
Not
whatsoever. That's enough. Turn it off. I have to say. He then goes on and goes, that's how Motley Crue was. And they, I don't want to. I got a recording thing to work at a recording place, but that ain't good enough for me. So I just suck off everybody, and this is what I do now. And those people will take everything we've got and put us in re-education camps. But of course, after they're done, the government will just bioweapon them. That's the plan. That is a zombie, by the way, folks. Just a little greedy, narcissistic, butt-dragging, buck-toothed scumbag.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
this for 18 years on air, but it's gotten more attention in the last few years since Glenn Beck's been covering it, which I laud. The Cloward and Piven strategy is only one, but they've done this in the Soviet Union before they codified it. It is government policy to carry this out. They're American sociologists who developed the plan in the 60s to bankrupt America by getting everybody they can on welfare to create a giant underclass that would serve as a government army to once and for all destroy the middle class and the producers so that the state could be established as all-powerful. And that is the policy. Now, after they've done that, this is kind of a slow-motion re-education, then all these guys are going to have to, you know, basically work in the work brigades or it's over. Going back to Red Beckman, Red, what did you think of that disgusting clip I just played of a guy proud that he's sucking off the taxpayer and he thinks that's rock star? And you hear all these rap songs about, I got my digital food stamp. I mean, it's like really sexy to weigh, you know, 500 pounds if you're a rapper and just say you're total scum. And same thing with these rock and roll rat guys. And this is sold as sexy now, and he's got all the girls that are going, yeah, we're scum. It's so sexy. I mean, Red, that's some sophisticated propaganda right there, isn't it?
It is, and it's a mental thing, and of course, it's satanic.
It is.
It is not. You see, we were created in the likeness of our Creator. And these people are just absolutely, they're not people anymore as far as I'm concerned.
No, they've been turned into animals, and the globalists have a rule. They have to turn you into one and have you get into it before they're allowed to destroy. I call it demonic chivalry. I mean, Red, you're a wise man. You've noticed these weird laws the globalists have, haven't you?
Oh, my. They're just coming down every day. We've got a do-nothing Congress, but when it comes to writing bad law, they're there, and they do it. And, of course, Obama, if he can't get Congress to write bad law, then he just issues an executive order, and he's been able to get away with it because Congress, the congressmen themselves, I've known some of those people personally, and we had a senator that I knew personally. He served three terms in the U.S. Senate, and he was an alcoholic. He had been bankrupt. He was just absolutely no good. But anything that came down the pipe, you know, where his handlers told him to vote for it, well, he would vote for it. It didn't make any difference if it made sense or nonsense.
Is Cloward and Piven going to be successful? Have they ruined us?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a scary thing. In the beginning, I talked about how that the USSR went down because they violated the First and Second Commandments. We're actually much worse off than they were in the USSR because they didn't have the welfare system and all of that, didn't have all of these scumbags out there, and we've got them today, and it's going to be a pretty serious situation here because when the federal God, in my book, Why the Militia, I have a chapter in there that titled, Is the Federal Government a False God, a Small G God? And when these people that serve this false God wake up some morning and the false God has been wiped out, what are they going to do? Those food stamp cards aren't going to be worth the paper they're written on. And what are they going to do? It's going to
Red, stay there. Time. Let's come back and do five more minutes on that as the God of government falls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.